Welcome back. Still hot factor 90 info and hurry up on Harker time dial. 8 minutes gone past 5 o'clock. Discussions continue. Apparently, we've been getting a lot of intelligence reports lately. Surprising, however, how all of these intelligence reports quite doesn't seem to prevent any of the threats to the security of the country. But maybe finally, we've got the one intelligence report. Maybe we now finally have the mother of all intelligence reports. Maybe we have found that one intelligence report that's going to address our security concerns. Well, here's a story content this day. House steps down motion to halt proposed nationwide ban on commercial motorcycles. The House of Reps at plenary Tuesday stepped down a motion urging the federal government to halt the proposed nationwide ban on commercial motorcycles and ensure that adequate palliative measures are put in place before such decisions are implemented. The motion, sponsored by Honorable Abubakar Maki Yaliben, also prayed that the federal government should restrict the proposed ban to the local government areas where the mining activities or banditry terrorist activities take place. Yaliman had, while moving his motion, noted that the security and welfare of the people shall be the primary focus of government, as clearly provided in Section 14(2)(b) of the Constitution. He said the House is aware that the proposed ban on motorcycles is aimed at cutting the supply of logistics to terrorists in the country. And the lawmaker expressed concerns that the activities of bandits and kidnappings across the country have subjected members of victims' families to serious psychological trauma, even as they are forced to part with their hard-earned money. He opined that while banning commercial motorcycle operations across the country as a means of curtailing security challenges, the welfare and well-being of the citizenry should be considered foremost, as the federal government has not offered palliative measures to cushion the expected effects of the ban. Let's talk about this for a bit. But the proposed ban on commercial motorcycles in the country as a means to addressing the horrendous security situation in the country. What do you make of this measure, this step? Is this the one? Maybe this is the final intelligence report that's going to nail every other intelligence report. Maybe, just maybe. Is this the one thing we have been missing, such that once we do this, we're home free? We're home free. Security addressed. Case closed. Let's get your take. My lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. Via WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH, live on Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH as well. So, is this what we need? A ban on commercial motorcycles? I mean, how many times have we heard of the activities of these terrorists, you know, and they arrive in large numbers on motorcycles, you know, as many as 100 or even 150 has been reported several times, and they carry out this heinous terrorist act and then ride off into the sunset on their motorcycles. So maybe if we get rid of the commercial motorcycles, maybe, just maybe, I don't know, our security worries are finally going to be over. Do you think? Talk to me. Let's get your take. Once again, 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0009. And WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. I've got a Lucky in the line. Lucky from Rupoku, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, Dayo.
Yes, Lucky.
The ban of Okada by federal government. For me, what those terrorists normally use is, I think, pillows and those plastic cars.
No, they use bikes also, Lucky. Lucky, they use bikes as well. A lot, in fact.
Huh?
They use bikes as well.
you look at maybe watch YouTube, watch those Japanese at times they show it on the screen. You see those flashy laws.
Lucky, maybe they even maybe they use Lucky. Maybe they use Boeing 777. Maybe they use Boeing 747s also. That's not the point. The point is that they use bikes as well.
So, what does banding bike have to do with insecurity?
Maybe it's based on intelligence.
This country, they're looking for a way to pull down the poor masses. That's all. That's not what they want to do. If I don't see the, there's no sense. There's no sense at all in what the federal government wants to do. There's no sense at all.
Even if intelligence report is saying they should do it?
They should do whatever they want to do. Thank you.
All right. Ike from Rumo Dara, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Good evening, Dara.
Oh, Ike, go ahead.
Actually, I'm at a loss as to why they want to ban Okada.
Maybe it's based on intelligence.
You know,
intelligence.
Sometime last year in Zamfara,
yes,
they banned they told the telcos to bar the line so there was no people could make calls.
Yeah.
You can imagine how much people lost in terms of economic gains. So the issue is that they don't think these things through. Okay, but let's also say that you are banning the perpetrator, you know, the means of perpetrating crime.
Yes.
What of the ineptitude of those who are supposed to control the crime? Has anybody been fired?
Yeah, but maybe they are finally doing their job now. That's why they are getting intelligence regarding the bikes.
No. Okay. What of the telcos, the barring all the GSMs? It didn't work.
Why are you focused on the past?
They have to revert. Now they say no mining. So, they are just beating about the bush. Let them save us all this, you know, fought and back. All they need to do is, okay, if the man in charge of security is not doing well, let him quit. If he refuses to quit, you fire him. We have a lot of people, you know, security experts who can even act as consultants to these people. So I don't see how this will help us anyway.
Mike, great to hear from you. Michael from GRA, you're welcome. Go on.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Michael.
I think I quite agree that there should be a ban.
Really?
Yes, because first intelligence report was that they should cut off communication. So they did the thing and there's so much not work. So the next thing we should do now is to cut off logistics.
So what if they start using Boeing 747s tomorrow?
It will be very expensive to achieve. So bike is quite cheap. But the thing I disagree is that it should not be nationwide ban. For instance, we don't have bikes right in Port Harcourt City. And not be a poor, and that has helped. Yeah, me. But you cannot ban bike in a place like Omi and Ogonia. So it should not be nationwide ban. It should be targeted at those areas where they cannot do some terrorist attacks and abduction.
Mm.
Because, for instance, we suffer kidnappings in this part of our country. We don't use those kidnapping. They use hire bus and other kind of vehicle. So you can't ban bike here with no impact.
Okay, what if we ban the bikes and then the kidnappers or the terrorists, the bandits, begin to use buses? What happens then?
They use what?
Buses.
Buses?
Yes.
Yes. That's the first thing we should do, because I think bikes are quite cheap. And by the time you ban something like a bus, that will be quite expensive for them to obtain. It might discourage it.
When you collect ransom in hundreds of millions, I mean, how much are buses? You can afford buses. You will just increase, you know, what's called incidence of taxation. When the when the producer of a good or service passes on extra cost.
Another thing again is navigation.
Michael, just a moment. You know? You said boxes are expensive, right? Now, I'm trying to describe the case of incidence of taxation. If taxes are increased, for example, manufacturer of a product passes on the extra cost to the customers. If we ban bikes, then the terrorists can simply increase ransom demands so they can. So if they were collecting 10 million before, they will increase it to 15 million so they can buy buses.
Okay. I quite agree that that is possible. But I'm looking at the navigation, the routes they take are not motorable. So that's why they discourage them from procuring the buses.
Maybe they will grade the roads then to their hideouts.
They can't afford that kind of thing now. So they have to now begin to involve Jibalbeja, begin to force fuckers. Their buses to work. I think it's going to help, seriously.
Okay, Michael. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Maybe they will award contract to fix the road. To their hideouts. I don't know. What do you make of this, though? I've got the headlines coming up shortly, by the way. Okay, maybe in about 10 minutes at 5:30 p.m. I think I do have a commercial break before then, though. Vi, what's up? Let's see. Why not ban the importation of Okada, then ban the Okada business? So that's what it'd be for Barra. Okay. Could have been done. Stopping bank would not stop insecurity, but would worsen it. I think if the bills had scaled through, what would have happened is first they would ban the use of banks in Nigeria, then they will ban the use of vehicles, then planes, trains, and then boats, leaving us with our legs while they tell us they need to be fit. It's a shame, Dai. It's a shame we just love the blame game in Nigeria instead of facing reality. If over 300 bikes could invade the prison at once, where were the security agents? Now, the DSS has suddenly been staffed of intelligence. If it's a peaceful protest, the intelligence gathering will be activated. A failed government. A government that's living on borrowings, yet donated $1 billion to Afghanistan government controlled by terrorists. Even children now know what they're up to in that some bomb. All right. If more than 200 banks will embark on a crime mission, pull off the mission and get away, and not one single bike out of the 200 is apprehended, it means that the same criminals can decide to use Marco Polo buses for the same crime, and the result will be the same. Bikes are not the problem, Dial. The government lacks ideas on how to go about the situation, and as a memory. You don't beg the snake not to swallow snail so long as its digestive system can handle it. Let them ban Okada and let's see if they can handle the upheaval that will follow. Alright. Good evening. Banning of Okada nationwide may not solve the insecurity challenges, rather it may worsen it. I suggest other measures like profiling them, like Ubers and Bolts, etc. That's from Ifai Okabunwa. Alright. Okay, let's see. I think I still have more time. Still got some more time, I suppose. I do have some more time before my next commercial break. All right, that's it. Via WhatsApp, banning Okada in this country is like closing a rice mill and bakery. They just want to kill you. They should better look for a way to tackle the security challenges. Okay. How do the bandits and terrorists get fuel? Why wouldn't government plan to ban selling of fuel? This government suspended telecoms operations, no results. This government subjected Nigerians to register SIM cards to checkmate kidnapping, yet the kidnapping is going on. This government is totally clueless. So if bandits begin to use choppers, will FG ban airlines? That's injustice. All right, commercial break coming up shortly. We got headlines at 5:30 p.m. I return afterwards. The conversation will continue. Supposedly, there are plans to ban commercial motorcycles in the country, possibly based on an intelligence report, with a view to addressing security challenges in the country. So, will this help will it, you know, help address the insecurity prevailing in the country at the moment, do you think? Is it a step in the right direction by government, or is it simply another attempt at groping in the dark? What do you think? I'd like to get your take on this. But maybe more when I return. Send in your comments via WhatsApp on 0809-030-641. Once again, we are live on Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Stick around. I'll be right back in a bit.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info and here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio, and discussions continue. House steps down motion to halt proposed nationwide ban on commercial motorcycles. The House of Reps at plenary Tuesday stepped down the motion urging the federal government to halt the proposed nationwide ban on commercial motorcycles and ensure that adequate palliative measures are put in place before such decisions are implemented. The motion is sponsored by Honorable Abubakar Yalimen. Also pray that the federal government should restrict the proposed ban to the local government areas where the mining activities or banditry tourist activities take place. A similar story on Premium Times captioned insecurity. Reps Deputy Speaker backs planned ban on motorcycles, cites intelligence reports. Deputy Speaker of the House of Reps, Idris Wasi, on Tuesday stopped a motion calling for the suspension of the planned ban on motorcycles in the country. Abubakar Yalimen, during plenary, moved a motion calling for the suspension of the planned nationwide ban. In his motion, Yalimen prayed that the House should urge the federal government to halt the proposed nationwide ban on the use of motorcycles and ensure that adequate palliative measures are put in place before such decisions are implemented. After Yalimen moved the motion, the Deputy Speaker, who presided over Tuesday's session, called him to the chair for a private meeting. And following the meeting, Wasi said there was a need to withdraw the motion. Now, remember, it's been reported that the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Abubakar Malami, disclosed that the federal government was considering a nationwide ban on motorcycles and mining activities across the country. Now, while speaking on the policy, Wasi said the policy was born out of intelligence reports. He said that he studied the 44 intelligence reports produced before the Kuje prison attack and that the planned policy is connected. Quote, "You can't imagine what is happening today in Abuja. I'll confirm to you that I went through DSS reports. 44 reports were given before the attack on Kuje. I want to say so. I want to confirm to you, 44. I read through all the reports, and it all has to do with this. There is no community that's one attack or the other that will happen that you will not have intel, and this is part of the intel that they had given as to what is exactly going to happen. So we have to cooperate with government." Yeah. "Most of us, 90% of my community, if not 99%, this is the only means of transportation. We appreciate this motion and sensibility, but in line with our principle to help in curbing the incessant insecurity in our country, we have to cooperate with government." So that's it. They've got intel. A whole 44 reports. 44. I mean, it's not one. It's not two. It's definitely not four. And it's not even 20 for that matter. It's 44. 44 reports. That's a lot of reports, by the way. Now, if 44 reports, intel for that matter, not just normal reports, we're talking intel here. In case you do not know, intel is short for intelligence reports. All connected It's an intricate web of 44 intelligence reports. And they're saying, possibly, we need to ban commercial motorcycles nationwide. What do you think? My lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. We're live on Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PhD. Please join the conversation. Major news comes up at 6 p.m. A recap of every matter discussed on the show today. Afterwards, till about 7 o'clock during the open season segment when the show comes to an end. Let's get your take for now. What to make of this? 44 intelligence reports. You know, that must mean something, you know. I mean, that has to amount to something. You don't produce 44 reports on something and not act on it. Well, where would anyone do that, you know? Really? 44 intelligence reports. What do you think? Let's see. Got comment here via Facebook, I think. Yeah, Unto Farms with Vesta on Facebook goes, it will not stop, so should not even try stopping it, because that's a source of survival for some Nigerian youths. All right. And via WhatsApp? Talking about bikes, what about drones? Why has the government refused to introduce drones? And that's from James. Alright. Now you can see how ridiculous this government can be. I thought they have been decimated. Nope, not decimated. You see, we need to be right. You know, we need to be right. Don't spread fake news. The government said they have been technically defeated. Technically defeated is different from decimated, Bob. I'll come back to Bob's comments in a moment. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, go ahead.
My name is Elda Umana.
Hi, go ahead.
I want to ask a question.
Yes.
If they should ban bike, the ammunition, the thrusters are holding, is it legal?
No, very likely it's not legal.
All the bombs. Is it legal that anybody should bear arm in the country?
What's the point you're making?
No, the point I'm making, bike is an avenue of these people getting to town.
Yes.
And these people are holding ammunition that is banned by the federal government. Do they have right to hold arms and terrorize the nation?
Obviously, they don't.
Why not? Hello?
Go on.
Okay. My question is, if what they are using to kill and to take people to different destinations and hold their own gun to ransom, the ammunition they are using that makes the government to be afraid of them is not legalized, and why do they plan that when they ban the bike, that it will be the only source to trap them?
Maybe they use bikes a lot.
As to me, I suggest that instead of them to ban the bike, they should ban Nigerian army because they are incompetent.
All right, but you know, I mean, we do have fine officers in the army, in our military, and a lot of them have paid and continue to pay the ultimate price, you know. Via WhatsApp, back to Bob's comment, we can see how ridiculous this government can be. I thought they had been decimated. This government is likened to an important man boasting of how he will impregnate 10 women in a twinkling of an eye. And that's from Bob. Hello, Dad. This shows how short-sighted the security agents are. They should also ban cell phones since the kidnappers use it to negotiate for ransom. But that's from Civil. It could have been that we're yet to deal with our security woes as a nation. I don't get why we always have to stray like a stubborn billy goat away from the others. But I mean other nations. Why do we always have to do things left-handed in this country? Can't we copy better approaches to our security woes from other nations? Are we cursed as a nation? I bet God should be tired of us now if he wasn't before. All right. Good evening, Dyer. Welcome back. Thank you. The banning of ACADA will to some extent help to curtail the insecurity challenges we are facing in this country, because these bandits, terrorists as well as criminal elements, use it to perpetuate their nefarious activities. Remember, it was the major means of transportation they used to carry out the recent jailbreak in Abuja. Iboroma sent that in. And remember as well, this is on the heels of 44 intelligence reports. Hello, Hard Fact, welcome.
Hiya, good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Dio, banding ACADA, how can it solve insecurity in the country? You, as a human being in the studio there, if we tell you banding of ACADA will solve insecurity, that person is a liar. It will increase insecurity.
But this is based on intelligence reports.
There is just people giving that intelligence reports are false or information false makers. They did not bring good information. There is no ACADA in this country that is bringing insecurity. Is ACADA, Boko Haram, are they swap, or are they bandits? How can ACADA insecurity?
But ISWAP is using the ACADA. ISWAP is using the ACADA. ISWAP is using the ACADA.
They don't use ACADA, they use machine. They should ban private machine. They use private machine and carry their colleagues. All of them in a group, they use their machine to go and prepare the info. After that, they run inside the bush.
What do you mean by private machine? I don't understand.
What I mean by private machine? You know that in Port Harcourt, there is people that the River State government allowed to use private machine to deliver important information.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes.
Fine. That is what these people are using. Do you know that some security men use machine? And if they use machine, I beg them to help me on the road, and they carry me, does it mean that security man is riding ACADA? ACADA is a profession, it's a threat. They should not ban it unless he wants Nigeria to fight a war. Because the 90% of Nigerians are ACADA people, and they build house, they train themselves in school. They feed their family and take care of their brothers and sisters and their wives. Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear.
Type it and send to Buhari. You should withdraw that his bill before National Assembly. You know the National Assembly will throw it away. Unless Lawan, who is a rubber stamp, who says even though Buhari said he should sleep on the ground, he will sleep.
Great to hear from you.